League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
An emotional roller coaster, that, Neil.
Yeah, before we start, Stato Paul showed me a programme before the game about our Saturday home form, and I think we need to redo a different one, Swampy. Our home form when you're here, because when you're here, we win games of football, and we've done it again today.
Apparently, it's a crowdfunder to keep me here.
Well, I'd love to keep you here, but listen, joking aside, I am so proud of them. So proud that they've turned up today. We knew that it was going to be challenging for them, but we just looked like we didn't have any energy first half. And harsh words needed saying. Not because of they didn't try. I said, when you're in pain, you've got to go through again the next pain barrier, and you've got a long time to rest. And I thought second half, especially when we made the substitutions, you know, the substitutions gave us a little bit of energy, but you could see young Sandro blowing up at the end because he hasn't been so well either. But all in all, a great 3 points, and you know, I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted. It's a big 3 points for us. This.
And so you should be. The first 45 minutes, as you say, Mass came out. They've obviously got a lot to play for. You want to stay in this division, and they set the stall out quite well, and they put us under pressure. They go in at half time 1-0. Quite a simple team talk, is it, in there for you? What to do? How to change things?
Yes and no. And I just said to the lads, I won't take back what I said at half time. We can talk about illness and injury, but you're here and you play. Half time, I walked in the dressing room, it was quiet, it was flat, and it was like that for 45 minutes. And I know it's hard when you're ill, but that's the bit the mentality's got to take over. Don't think you're ill or you are really. You've turned up today. So you've turned up to play a game of football. You haven't turned up to lose. And I challenged some of the lads. And some of the comments at half-time was bizarre. They're a long ball team. Let's drop deep. No, we won't. We'll go high up the park. And if you don't want to do it, we'll find people who will do it. So second half, we did it. So we didn't change things massively. Jan and Curtis started winning headers 10 yards inside their own half instead of 25 yards. Our midfielders got to grip with their midfielders. And at the top end of the pitch, we started running and running hard and chasing lost causes. And at times, you know, I've got in the dressing room, and I don't know who the man of the match is, but I've said, for me, I've turned to Mike Faulkner, the assistant manager, with 10 minutes ago, and I said, my man of the match is Luke Griffiths or Max Kane or Guy Hall. And he went, why? I went, because they've run the most. And I feel, when you're saying that doesn't sound great, but the running, the work ethic of them three, I think carried us through. Vinny got his goal from running as well, and it's a simple ingredient, but sometimes it's forgotten, Swampy.
It certainly was a game of, with the substitutions, obviously you're bringing off the experience of Potts and the experience of Dodd. You brought on very youthful players, very young players, not scared.
No.
Went out there. And there seemed to be then a connection and a gel with the guys up top, with like Max Kane and with Van Wijk. And all of a sudden, our man of the match, it was Alex Walton. I thought he was absolutely outstanding, I think. Talking about Max Kane, I mean, Max Kane in the first half had a couple of opportunities. But the movement he had for the goal that he scored was absolutely outstanding, because he came and he went and he got in the middle of them all, and he's going, I'm going to score from here, yeah. Bang, goal. Working, and the biggest moment for us was when Max ran all the way back and Mark Hughes just slid the ball back, yeah, and then just carried on running. But it was the impetus of the two players coming on that seemed to galvanise everybody.
Yeah, and listen, Keegan's not been so well. They just weren't ready to start. Vinny obviously starts every week, but he's had flu, he couldn't travel. So we've got to be really careful, but they had half an hour in them, and you could see the energy. Keegan lifted us, Sandro lifted us, lifted the crowd as well, you know, one of our own through the academy, and he's going to be a real player, we're going to get him fit. But it was just the lads injecting that bit of energy into themselves. Just, I want to keep the intensity of the game, and the game was there for us to win, and we did. Two great goals. Kane's header, brilliant positioning. Vinny's run, you know, like if you've ever seen his goal in the Scottish Cup final, it's similar distance where he runs from, but he didn't round the keeper this time, he just slotted it. And you know, that's why he is what he is. He's a fantastic player. But it's just been a hard few weeks. Yeah. And there's nothing better than a win. And these are lads that we're developing. You know, we've gone and found Max Kane. We're going to find a Keegan Hartley. We're going to find a Jan Palinkas, a San Jordi Costa. You know, these players. And we've got to nurture and develop them. And I'm excited, you know, with what the next stage is going to bring. Because you know, we all know, we don't need to say names on the radio, that we, people have given a lot of time to this football club, and it may be the time for them to hand on the baton to some other people. And youth and energy is for me, is the way forward. You know, sometimes you need pockets of experience, but there's nothing better than being able to go for 120 minutes. And when you get to a certain age, it's hard. You know, that doesn't mean that we're getting rid of him, but it just means that we've got to freshen things up.
Yeah,
and we and we know that as a squad, and we know Rans were tied on transfer deadline day, but we're not here to moan about that. For me, it was about the character of this side today after what we've been through, and it's been tough, it's been really tough. They've shown character and abundance today, and if it would have been a point or 3 points, which we've got, I'd still be saying I'm super proud of them. I'm not saying we don't need to improve it, because we do, but I'm proud of the energy that they put in.
Heart in mouth when they scored or didn't score?
Heart in mouth because we went so deep. Heart in mouth because the ball should never get into the situation where it is, and it comes into the box, and Dan does well. But they're problems that we bring on ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need, when we are at our best, we're playing on the front foot with a high press against Shields. Against 20 minutes against Shields last 20 minutes when we let Blair Adams and Hunter out, we drop deep. But when we're at our best, we go high. And we get the press right, we get the lock right, and we beat teams like Sal Shields, and we put second half performances like this today. We've got to get out of that, taking the law into their own hands, and it's going wrong. And if it goes wrong, I'd rather it go wrong doing it my way.
But equally, let's just think. Guess what? It's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday, and it's just gone 5 o'clock.
It's the best feeling ever.
And you can go home tonight and go, you know what? A lot of things to improve upon, a lot of things to work upon, but we've got 3 points.
It means everything to me, and it means everything to them. And it changes my mindset, my mood. It's just brilliant. And winning a game of football at Swampy is, for me, it's everything.
And the seminary and everywhere else are going home, and everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy.
And it's nice to see a smile on your face.
Yeah, no, brilliant. So I'll see you next Saturday. Cheers, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.